This is KUT 90.5. I'm Nathan Bernier. The number of restaurants in this city is booming, just like the number of people is. But who can possibly keep up with all of it? One man does his best job. He eats at as many places as possible. And once a year, he assembles a guide to help us navigate the city's ever-changing dining options. Austin-American statesman restaurant critic Matthew Odom is here with his 2015 dining guide. Hey, Matthew.
Hey there, Nathan.
So, you know, it's one man's opinion, but you certainly do a lot of eating. There's so many restaurants popping up, and you're out there chomping away.
You know, I eat out all the time, Nathan. That's my job. It is a fun job. It is a filling job. And once a year, I compile all that information I have and all the notes, and I go through and you know, it's just one man's list, and it is definitely subjective, but I put them in order and try and give readers a guide as to where to dine in the coming year.
A lot of these places are not the kind of restaurant the average person can afford to dine at every week, so it's nice to have a little bit of guidance. Let's start at the very top. What's your favorite restaurant in the city?
Number one this year is Olame. It is a refined southern restaurant, kind of in between the Capitol and campus, co-owned by co-executive chefs Gray Nonis and Michael Fotigé. And they kind of redefine what you might expect from southern food. They use local ingredients and a lot of old recipes and put a bit of their spin on it, but kind of always staying in that lane of southern food.
And I was kind of surprised to see it at number one, because last year we talked about this and you didn't give Olame a rave review. Initially, what changed in your perspective?
You know, I think it's tough. Early on, you know, I wait 2 or 3 months every time before I review a restaurant. And while I think that's time for people to get their feet, sometimes it takes more time. And I think they refined their sourcing, they refined their processes, they have great teamwork between the two of them. And there were just a couple big misses early on. And I think those have come to be anomalies. I've been really impressed with Olame over the past year. I've spent more of my own money at that restaurant than any restaurant in town. I spent my birthday dinner there and my sister's birthday dinner there within a couple weeks of each other. So I think that's a pretty good sign.
Absolutely. So what are they serving that you love?
They do all sorts of things. But what I love is that they really focus on staying in the tradition of southern food. So they have this barbecue chicken recipe, for instance, and they don't use tomato-based ketchup. They use a fermented mushroom-based ketchup, which has this nice umami blast to it. And that's a recipe that dates back, I think, 150 years. And so they do that and put their own spin on it. They use Mexican Coca-Cola and Dr. Pepper and that barbecue sauce. They also do ambrosia, which I think a lot of people are familiar with, kind of a fruit salad that usually has little marshmallows in it that people might remember from church socials or whatever. So they make one with beautiful peaches and blackberries and then make a coconut ash and actually also add some line-caught tuna from North Carolina to it. So they put these nice spins on it, and they're really about sourcing ingredients, about freshness, about locality. They have a great heirloom tomato salad that has a beautiful lemon basil granita, and their service is as refined as their plating. It's just a wonderful dining experience.
Now, restaurants aren't always great because they're new, but Olame is relatively new, and so are a lot of the places that you've singled out.
Yeah, I think about 7 of them have opened in the past year or so. Apis out in Spicewood Springs. You know, I've always kept this list to restaurants in Austin, but Apis was so great that I really had to expand this year to make an exception for them. It's really refined, fine dining with a real heavy emphasis on local sourcing as well. Love that place. Counter 357, which is a tasting menu restaurant downtown, very unique. Laundrette over on the east side, kind of a dinner party vibe to that very eclectic restaurant. So those are just a few of the newcomers that made the list this year.
And then some of them have been around a while, and I guess they remain your favorites.
You know, Uchi is always going to be up there in the top. Their service is fantastic. The plating's beautiful. Clean ingredients, imaginative flavor profiles. Wink, an old school place. It's the longest continually operating place of anywhere that's on the list. And then more recent newcomers that look like they have a good foothold in the top 10, like Key and Barley Swine.
I refer to this dining guide a lot, and it's because you have a lot more than just the top 25. You break it down into different categories. What did you do this time with that?
You know, this time I mentioned some all-stars and 5 important categories for Austin food lovers: Mexican food, trailers, burgers, pizza, barbecue, of course. But I also did 50 critics picks this year. And these are what I call daily drivers. You know, you're looking for somewhere to eat lunch or dinner today, tomorrow, any day. These places fit the bill. And they range
from... Well, how about this? Because we have limited time, let's do like a lightning round. I'll say the category and then you tell me one of your favorite places in that and give me like a quick 4 or 5 words or whatever and why you like it.
Let's do it.
Okay, awesome. Indian.
I love Asiana, just off I-35. No frills, big flavor.
Vietnamese?
Got to go with Tam Deli up off North Lamar.
How about Chinese food?
You know, it's a tie for me between Rice Bowl Cafe and Szechuan House.
Okay, Thai.
I really love Kin and Comfort. It's just a counter at the Hannah World Market, and it's kind of a mixture of Thai and Southern comfort food.
Okay. Barbecue?
So many, but how about Brown's Barbecue? It's a trailer on South Lamar.
Seafood?
Garbo's lobster rolls from their truck or up in Wells Branch at their brick and mortar restaurant.
One more, trailers.
So many trailers, but my favorite trailer in town is Kyoten. It's a sushi trailer over off East 6th Street. Not just the best value for sushi in town, but just some of the best sushi in town.
All right. Well, you've left me hungry, Matthew. And you can check out this dining guide for yourself at austin360.com/eats. Matthew Odom is the restaurant critic for the Austin American Statesman. Thanks for your time, Matthew.
Always a pleasure, Nathan.